Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We're in the season of Lent, which is 40 days set aside on the Christian calendar to focus on repentance and renewal as a way to prepare our hearts for Easter. I can think of no better way to prepare our hearts than to meditate on God's word and allow the Spirit to guide us into the repentance and renewal that He desires. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to meditate on Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Before we get started, I want to invite you to pause here and go into the show notes to download the free guided Lent journal that I've created for you. Inside the journal, you will discover exactly what Lectio Divina is, which is the method of scripture meditation we use on this podcast. You'll also find all the meditation scriptures printed out for the entire season of Lent, also places that you can take notes and places to pray, plus a sneak peek into all the guests that I'll be having conversations with during this season. And finally, there's some bonus guided meditations that are the last few days of Easter. And so I'd love for you to grab that resource. As always, you can listen to this as an audio-only experience, but if you want to go a little deeper, it's there for you. Well, with that, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, we want to prepare our heart, our mind, and our body. So let's start by just taking some deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, say a prayer of invitation, inviting the Lord into this time and space, asking that you would notice Him. And as you exhale, with that outward breath, imagine that you are handing over to Him anything that feels like it's weighing on you today. So go ahead and keep taking deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank You for today. We thank You for this season of Lent, these 40 days that we are setting aside to help prepare our hearts for Easter. So Lord, no matter where we are in this process, I just pray that You would meet us here now. Lord, help our hearts and our minds to be open to You, to Your word, and to what You want us to notice in Your word. So we pray that You would do this as a way to lead us deeper into relationship with You. And we ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, a quick word of context. This passage is a little longer than what we usually meditate on, but it's really the perfect setup for Lent. So this passage is when Jesus is led into the wilderness. He fasts for 40 days, and then He is tempted by Satan. Now, as always, the first time I read this passage for you, it's just so you can hear it and know where it's headed. So this is our first reading of Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice what He wants us to notice. It might be a word or a phrase or an idea, and I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see, is there something that grabs your attention more than the other things in the passage? And if so, or when that happens, hold on to it in your mind or jot it down, and then I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. So take a few moments now to think about whatever it is that captured your attention in this passage and ask the Lord, how might this apply to my life right now? Now, as I read this passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice whatever it is that captured your attention the first time, and then we'll take another step with the Lord and respond to him however he is inviting us to respond. It may be that we're being shown a sin that we need to confess, or a command we need to obey, a truth we need to remember. Maybe there's a step of trust we need to take, or something else entirely, but I'll give you some space after the reading to respond to God. So this now is a third reading of Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan. For it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. So take some time now to respond to God, however he is inviting you to respond. I want to invite you now to take a few moments to rest. And normally I read the passage over you one final time, but because it's a little longer, this time I want you to just take a moment to thank God for whatever comes to your mind. Thank God for Jesus and his resilience. Thank God for all the things that he's entering into as a result of this temptation. Thank God for just how much he loves you. So take some time now to just rest in God and thank him for his great love for you. Lord, we thank you for the truths held in this passage. Thank you, Lord, for the example of Jesus and how he was able to combat temptation with truth. Lord, whatever it is that you helped us notice in this passage, I pray that that truth would root deep into our heart and that you would help us resist temptations that come our way. Lord, as we enter into this season of Lent and this 40 days modeled really after Jesus's 40 days, and also we see this number 40 throughout the Old Testament as well, but this 40 days of preparation, Lord, would you help prepare our hearts so that when we enter on Easter Sunday, we are ready to fully worship you, just relish in the feast and be so overcome by what you have done for us through conquering death and your resurrection and what that means for us and all of those you love. So we thank you for this season, Lord. Help us use these next 40 days to come to know you more. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Aaron Damiani. He's a lead pastor and he's the author of several books, including The Good of Giving Up, Discovering the Freedom of Lent. We talk all about Lent, where it came from, what we can do to practice it, what to do if you feel resistant towards this whole practice of Lent. It's just a great conversation. So make some space to listen to that. And I have two quick things before you leave. The first is if you are looking to go deeper in the study of God's Word, I have written several Bible studies that I would love to recommend to you. You can find free sample chapters, and there are links to that in the show notes. And then second, if you are finding this podcast useful, would you subscribe? Would you share it with a friend? Leave a rating and review? All of those things not only deeply encourage me, but they help others find the podcast. So thank you so much for taking a moment to do that. And finally, I want to just give a quick shout out to the team of Life Audio for their partnership. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you're going to find lots of other great podcasts in their network. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. As always, thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.